Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, the Gooch of Christmas.
What is that?
The Gooch, it's the middle bit between Christmas and New Year, also your willy and arsehole.
Okay.
The Gooch.
Do you have quite a pronounced sort of seam?
My Gooch has been really itchy recently.
Has it?
I think it's just because, you know when you itch your eye, and then you need to itch it again, and then you keep itching your eye? I think one day I just had a little scratch down there, and then it liked it.
Right.
It must like it.
So there's no chance
it?
You've got some sort of like, I don't know,
pink eye,
VD or something.
No, because you don't get sexual transmitted diseases in your Gooch.
You do when you do as much scissoring as you do. Speaking of scissoring, man. We've got the gift wrapping master himself. It is Ethan James. How are you doing, Ethan?
Hello, everyone. Yeah, very well, Drew.
We're going to be revealing our secret Santas in a little bit. We've bought each other a gift, so stick around for that.
Well, secret Santas, we've got lots to do with the 9 out of 10 club today. We've got my pub quiz, because I did a pub quiz on the 21st of December, so I'm bringing it to the sloppers.
Yeah.
Because hopefully, well, you won't leak it now, would you?
Have a sloppy Christmas, everyone.
Have a sloppy Christmas. So I'm doing my Christmas quiz tonight, so I thought I'd bring you somebody a question, see how you think about them.
Great.
So it's Joe versus Ethan today. Ooh. But Joe, you've been on a little trip away.
I have, yeah. I went on a family holiday, but not my family. I went with my girlfriend's family.
Was it like a tour? Because you went quite a lot of places, didn't you?
They're very quite a lot of places people.
Really?
So yeah, so they're not like a... There's certain different types of people, different types of holiday people.
Yeah.
You've got your sit by the beach or sit by the pool people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got your party people. Then you've got your lots of different places people. These are your lots of different places people.
Nice.
So even on holiday, we're getting out of bed no later than 8 a.m.
Really?
Yeah. It's an early start.
You can't even just chill out for a little bit.
I mean, you could if you wanted to. They're very accepting. If you were like, sorry, lads,
yeah.
I'm going to do my own thing today, they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. But if you're on the bus, if you're with the team, you're out of bed before 8 a.m.
So what was your itinerary?
So first of all, we're up near Newcastle, Ethan's neck of the woods. I'm trying to sniff out a little Geordie Belter by the name of Ethan's mum.
If you needed a number, Ethan's mum would have it.
Couldn't find it.
Don't know if that's appropriate or not, but...
What?
You can continue, Drew.
Yeah, thank you. First things first, wake up day one, Durham.
Yeah. Durham.
Durham's on the agenda. What it has to be the highest church to square mile per city in the world.
In the world?
You cannot move for churches in Durham. I've been to Rome, right?
Yeah.
There's a few ding-dongs, but there's all other. They've got other stuff. In Durham, the only thing they've got is churches. And it's church after church after church after church. One of the Tescos was in a church.
You're lying.
That isn't
you're
true.
Lying.
That is. Honestly, this is
a Mackie's in a church.
But I need to tell you something right now.
Da, da, da.
I saw, to me, what is a celebrity? Someone I've been trying to see my entire life.
Okay.
And I'm not joking.
Movie star. Footballer.
Okay, keep going.
Actor. Politician. Porn star.
Stop you there.
Ethan's mum. Same thing.
No, it's not. It's not the same thing.
It's none of those things. It was a bird of prey. Thank you, Ethan. Now, I've been wanting to see one of these my entire life.
Is it the red kite, Drew?
It wasn't the red kite. It was better than that.
Falcon.
And you wouldn't believe how it came about.
Is it an eagle?
Shut up.
Shut up, Ethan.
I'll tell you what it is.
Pterodactyl.
No, that's a Pokemon. We were walking down the bank of the river.
HSBC?
Durham. No, the bank of a river, not a bank.
Imagine there's a hawk in a bank. What a security that would be. You wouldn't rob it, would you?
No, a Kestrel at the check. Yeah. A Kestrel at an ATM. But there was none of that. And I was just chatting to my, not brother-in-law, but you know, my partner's brother.
Did you get on with him?
Yeah, he's lovely. I get on with all. First thing I should say, actually, they're all so nice.
Yeah.
So different to my family holidays.
Why?
Just less stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, my family holidays are great, but there's more stress in the air. But anyway, that's fine. And I said to him, you know, I've never seen, and I've always wanted to see.
You did not say
I
this
promise,
at the same time.
This was 60 seconds
this.
Before I saw it
I'm
for the first time.
I'm not having this.
And I know we always say get a picture, and we need to get a picture of this thing. I said, you ever seen a kingfisher? And he was like, I have actually, one. And my Lizzie's dad went, I've never seen one. They are, without doubt, the most beautiful
native bird
to the UK. They are, they're very rare. You don't see
this.
Look at that. Look at that. Don't tell me that isn't, honestly, I'm going to put a video in now. I've got a video of, you don't even see the kingfisher in it. This is my reaction to seeing the kingfisher. I was stunned.
Yeah.
And it was on the side of the bank and I went, I saw just the jolt of blue down its back. I went, folks, chill. What is that? And then it flies away. It exposes this beautiful golden breast. Like much like getting a turkey out of the oven on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It goes across the riverbank. Oh, it's gone. Did anyone say, oh no, I didn't see it. Next thing you know, it comes back to our side.
This kingfisher,
and it's following
us.
It's following us down the riverbank. And I'm losing my mind.
Really?
I've always wanted to see a kingfisher. It was incredible, Joe. It was, I've never seen a celebrity that's got me that excited.
What other animal, Ethan, if you saw, would get you to Joe's excitement?
And everyone's seen the video.
What other animal? I've never seen like imagine if you saw something like a camel over here, that would be random, wouldn't it? Like that would make me go, what the fuck's a camel doing in
a camel
Durham?
Working in a Burger King or something?
Yeah.
Like that's exactly the same, I think.
Mm. What about you, Joe? Any animals?
A wolf.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind seeing a wolf.
Yeah.
But in like a forest.
Yeah.
Not
in a Home Bargain.
Six or something on the Home Bargain. It would be stunning to see a wolf.
Actually, I think I have seen a camel working in a Home Bargain. There's one in Eshley, isn't there? Lovely painted nails.
Camel would be mad. What about animals you generally love to see? I'd like to see a crocodile.
Yeah, I've seen alligators in the wild in Florida.
Really? In Florida?
Yeah.
There's alligators in Florida?
All over the place.
Did you know that?
Tons of them.
I did, yeah. I've always wanted to see a penguin. I love penguins.
Oh, they're good.
But
seeing one in the wild is so much different to seeing it in... Because in a zoo, I've seen lions, I've seen polar bears, I've seen your camel work.
Showing off, isn't he?
Yeah, sure. I've been to a zoo. But seeing that kingfish in real life, that made my trip for me.
Do you think one day you might become a bird watcher? Like one of those people who...
Like Ethan in a bar? no, I don't really. Yeah. But just that seeing that kingfisher, that's really one of my only things on my bucket list, and I've done it now.
How are you, back to your family holiday, how are you when it comes to like eating with your other family?
Yeah.
So obviously we've got different ways of doing things in terms of eating restaurants. Mm. Right. You don't want to put in too much, do you, into their sort of way of doing
things?
They set the
plan and I go along with it.
So what was their plan and did you have any things that you change?
Well, here's what happened, right? First night, Lizzie's brother made dinner for everyone.
Lovely. What did he make?
A lovely tomato pasta.
Right.
Mozzarella, some pine nuts in there, a bit of balsamic. Oof.
Lovely.
Honestly.
Spaghetti or penne?
It was that sort of tubular piece.
Oh, showing off.
Yeah. Like that arrogant... Chete or something.
Is that the right word for it, Ethan?
The twisty pasta.
Just a straight tube. One. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Fusilli or whatever.
No,
that's the one that looks like a helter-skelter. So I said, I'll make dinner tomorrow night.
You didn't?
Yeah. I saw it and I thought I'd up the ante as well. I made a homemade curry from scratch. Right? And here's the mistake I made. I was like, what are we thinking, guys? On the mild to medium to hot spectrum, where are we all landing? It was unanimously medium to mild.
Yeah.
I go to Tesco, I get the spices. Oof. Got myself a little chili powder. It says 1 teaspoon of chili powder.
Yeah.
I've done this before with the fucking chili. I've told
You've
this.
You've done this before. We're deja vu in it.
And then I'm making 4 times as much. So I thought, I'm not even going to put 1 teaspoon. I'm going to put 1/2 teaspoon in.
Yeah.
When I tell you that the extra hot chili powder...
Why
still,
did you buy extra hot chili?
Because it was the only one that had Indian writing on it. I thought it was more. You look like you've got that hat that Jeremy Corbyn got called a Russian for wearing, by the way. Do you remember that hat? Where they photoshopped him on the BBC to look more Russian.
That was mad, wasn't it?
Yeah. It still permeated the entire thing. People were chucking yogurt on. It was basically just like stirring in, panting. And I was embarrassed.
Did you go curry and like... other bits?
Yeah, we had a little poppadom. No poppadom. We had
a naan. What are they called?
We had a little mini samosa, a mini barge, right? I thought, I've ruined it here. I've burned my bridges and I've burned some tongues. So there's two ways out of this. One, I apologise, we move on, we forget about it. Or two, which is the option I took, I said, guys, let me make you another curry tomorrow night. Yes, I did.
What holiday you on?
Back to back.
This is the fucking...
I went...
If I was on this holiday, I'd go, Joe, no. And I don't mean to be rude, but this is my holiday. I'm not having... Like, on holiday, you've got Only a couple of meals. Yeah. I'm not having your second attempt at a good curry.
I went, guys, just trust me on this. No. I'm making another curry tomorrow night. And because they're so nice, they went, go for it, big boy.
But you're in like Durham and York and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, what's it known for? What we're going to eat? Some sort of Viking stew? What's that? Just my own shit in some water?
York. Okay.
What? A Yorkie bar?
York's pudding. I'm sure there's a couple of them kicking them out.
Probably is. Anyway, next night I made a fish sarg, spinach, cream. I'm going very much the mild end of the spectrum. And when I tell you it went down a treat, my God, Lizzie's dad's going, you got to make it again, come round to ours.
I'll not for the fourth night.
We'll make us
hold on, these people, poor people went on holiday for four nights. Joe's curry was three of the dinners. Ethan, this isn't right, is it?
They're very nice people, I think. They're very
nice. They're very nice. You don't know how nice they are. They're the nicest people I've ever met.
Are they too nice?
No, because they've got. No, they're not, because they like getting drunk and they like having a laugh and they take the piss. And, you know, I got called a bit of a dickhead at one point. It was great.
What did you do?
We played a true or false game where if it's true, you have to ding the bell. And if it's not true, no one dings the bell. And it got to the point where I was nearly about to win.
Yeah.
And I thought, if someone else dings, they can take a point off me. So I thought it's better for me to ding and have a 50-50 chance of winning than if I get it wrong.
You're just playing the rules of the
game. Lose. So before the question's even read, I'm dinging. I'm straight dinging at this point. Ding, ding, I win the game. Liz's mum called me a dickhead. But, do you know what I mean? They're great.
They are great.
Yeah.
Great.
How's your week? I'm the most relaxed I've ever been. Yeah. There's a hot tub there.
Really? Did you piss in the hot tub? Did I tell you this one night?
I think they're still there, so I probably shouldn't admit to that.
We went to... This is an awful story, and I won't do this ever again.
Oh, dear.
Me, Daryl, and Andy once got in a hot tub, and Andy rented...
Wait, Andy, so this is an Englishman, an Irishman, and an absolute drunkard.
And a pisshead. What, we all got pisshead, in a hot tub.
Get into a hot tub.
This is what? 8 a.m.? No, 8 p.m.?
Good lad.
So we had some food and we got in a hot tub. 2 years. It's coming up to its 2 year anniversary.
So not that long then.
No. And he got it in his back garden, so he set it up.
Oh, this is at home?
This is at his house. This was during one of the lockdown Christmases when you were allowed to...
Was hot tubbing allowed in lockdown, Ethan? Just run the stats for me on that one quickly.
Yes, it says here if you had six people.
Yeah, there's only three of us. Right, this is pretty rank, this story. But Andy then... like sorted out a little mini fridge next to the hot tub and he filled it with beers and we had like a little music on and so we're in there from 8 p.m. and I looked at my fingers at 2 a.m. in the morning.
No, you've been in there 6 hours. 6 hours in a hot tub.
And I said, guys, none of us have left this hot tub for 6 hours.
That is vile.
Let's just tell you this. The chlorine was having a tough day at work that day.
had a fight on its hands.
I started doing the calculations. I said, well, if you do a piss an hour.
Especially once you're on the beers as well, the frequency is up to about that.
That's 18 pisses we've had in this jacuzzi. God. And
the water level was.
Apparently. Andy didn't get his deposit back. They took it and they said the guy was throwing up in the cat.
No.
We all went to bed about 3 a.m. Well, we didn't go out for a toilet. We just stayed. Basically, we were just pissing in the hot tub all night. But none of us clocked on because we were having such a good time. And basically, the guy came for the hot tub the next day because it was just rented. He could hear him from his window gagging at
the smell. Oh, and the amount of...
And Andy's girlfriend mad at him.
How much was the deposit?
50 quid. Wasn't too bad. But the hot tub was at 150 quid. I'll never forget looking at my fingers going, that's not normal, that, to only being in here for an hour or so. And then I looked at my phone, 2 a.m. I thought, oh my God, we've been here 6 hours.
6 hours of
pissing. Not one of us had left for
a piss. I can't believe no one had gone for a shit in it. I'd be at that point at 2 a.m.
Would you really shit in the hot tub?
I'd really want to, just to see it coming up to the surface like a dirty little fish swimming across to my mates. Nothing better than that.
I cooked for the World Cup final. But I feel
the whole stadium.
No, what a big day that would be. I cooked French steak and chips.
What's French steak?
French steak and chips.
What's French about that?
The sauce.
What?
It's mushroom and brandy kind of steak Diane sauce. Mm. Really good steak.
Where'd you get the steak from?
Aldi.
Right, really top end stuff then.
No, it's not where you buy it from, it's what you do to it. It's the love that you put into your meat. That you get the best out of it.
Right.
So French steak and chips. But we didn't talk about the World Cup final. Because last episode, we kind of ran out of time a bit.
It also hadn't happened yet.
We recorded it on Monday, didn't we?
No. This is the first... I watched the World Cup final on holiday.
Oh, shit. Well, happy World Cup final. How was it for you?
Greatest game of football I've ever seen in my entire life.
But you kind of understand, because we invited our family over to watch it.
Yeah.
Kind of understand how much you like their company. Mm. When normally it should have finished at 5 o'clock, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Seven, you're thinking to yourself, my dad was right at the end of his tether.
Was he?
Yeah.
How did you cook 6 steaks then?
Unbelievably well.
No, I don't.
Next question.
Yeah, but like...
Right, let me tell you
have you got like, do you like one big pan or are you keeping them hot somehow? What cut are we talking?
Right, so, first of all, the chips. Got them really, really nicely cut potatoes. Blanched them in water. Got all the starch off them.
Love that.
Air fried them.
Really?
Delicious. Crispy, beautiful. Steaks, get your pan on dead hot. Mm-hmm. 45 seconds each side, and then I put them in their own little tin foil boats.
What's happening there?
I don't know, it's like a little boat.
Oh, it's a DJ.
So then I've got 6, I've only got 5. I've got 5 little boats. And then what you do is, so you blanch 45 seconds each side, and then you just put a little knob of butter in each one.
Oh my God,
and
it's little boat. Joe.
What little knob? Little knob. And then you put them in the oven for like 5 minutes. Oh. So then the sear is still there, but then it just cooked through to medium rare. French salad with it.
Very heavy emphasis on the word French. You wanted them to win, presumably.
I wasn't too fussed who won.
As long as the steak was good.
The steak was delicious.
How was it? Was it nice?
And then I made a lemon drizzle cake.
Did you?
It's fucking well nice. You should come for my lemon drizzle.
I'd love that.
Do you like lemon drizzle cake, Ethan?
It's my favourite of all the cakes.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
An odd choice.
Yeah.
What's your favourite of all the cakes?
Oh.
He doesn't really like cakes.
I don't love cake, but I'm trying to give you a real
cheese?
Answer. No.
I love a cheesecake.
Cheesecake is all right. Mm. What's your favourite cake? Well, I ever think.
A nice.
The biggest one.
A wedding cake.
I don't like wedding cake.
The biggest one, he
that's
said then.
Fucking, that's out of order, that. Because that's... It's like you off, doesn't mean you can
I don't mind a Christmas cake.
Yeah.
A good one. My dad makes a good Christmas cake.
I've got you got to think about your best cake.
Go on then.
Do you know what's happened to me several times this week?
What?
I feel like someone...
Have you been mistaken for a sailor from the 1890s?
What, one from Lapland? Do you know what? I didn't know I'm wearing this, by the way. This morning, I woke up...
Who dressed you this morning?
Oh. Chaos this morning. Woke up a little bit late for the...
I didn't know I'm wearing this.
Honestly, woke up late from BBC shift and thought, fuck, I've only got 5 minutes here to get ready. So I just grabbed stuff out of the closet, put it on. But then because I know I'm going to be outside on my BBC shift, all I need to do really is have my fleece on.
Yeah.
It's only anyone sees my fleece because I'm outside. And then here I am now in this.
You look nice. You either look like a baby that's just got out of the bath, because it's like a towel finish.
It's nice, isn't it? Yeah, it's his linen,
is
this?
Like a sort of a sailor. You look lovely. So what have you been doing? What's happened to you?
Some people, right, and it's not me being like paranoid, like I've lost my head, but I've been walking down places and sometimes walking through like a tight place or whatever. And I feel like people are walking so quick behind me.
What?
Right. Maybe it's just people's walking speed has increased or mine's decreased, you know?
Why would that have happened?
I feel like people are approaching me from behind now far too quick. And it's something that's really catching me off guard. Because I don't want to look around and go, whoa, what's going on here? Because they might just be casually walking past me.
Yeah.
So for example, today I was walking through a car park to get to my car and there was someone walking behind me and it felt like their speed had increased.
Mm.
And they were in the direct line behind me and I thought, is he going to shaft me here?
Oh. Sexually?
No.
Oh.
Either way.
Right.
So, but then what do I do? Because if I turn around in a weird look, I could just be accusing a man who's just casually walking quicker than me of trying to shaft me. Well, but then if I don't check, I leave myself blindsided.
Two options. first thing, which is what I do, which is just look over your shoulder.
No, because then it's like...
But what's the other option? You might get stabbed up the arse, or you might get attacked.
It's happened to me 3 times this week.
Actually, 3 options. The second option is walk faster.
And I'm just taking in life a bit more, I think.
Is it life or is it breath that you're taking in?
I've got back to the car. I've got great walking skills.
You're good at walking.
I take my dog out 3 times a day.
Third option, little wing mirrors.
Well, I was just about to say that, Drew. There's actually an invention.
He's not spoken 2 minutes.
Sorry. These sunglasses that you can get that have tiny little mirrors on the side for people like you, Drew, who are like scared of people on the street.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, for people who are sort of really timid when they're out in public. That'd be good for you, that. See what's behind you.
What, have you ever been like...
Oh, it happens to me, yeah. But I'll tend to up my own pace. If I detect someone behind me, I'll break into a jog if I have to. Like Jason fucking Bourne. Do you know what I mean? The last thing I want is a hand on the shoulder and it's the IMF. I'm just sprinting away from him. I go like... Just immediately out of breath. The amount.
What do you think about stopping and looking around like pretending I've lost something?
That looks really suspicious. Yeah, it does, so someone's looking around and you just go, And then you go, oh, okay.
Are you hungry?
And you're going again.
No, I'm good. You need your stomach going a little rumbling.
I sometimes pretend like I'm like taking a selfie on Snapchat and do that to the side. I've generally done that before.
That's by far the most conspicuous
on
thing.
On Snapchat as well?
Just like that. Imagine you're walking behind someone and then all of a sudden you see that.
Why are you doing that?
So you can see, like, who's behind you, like Drew's doing. So you pretend you take a selfie, or look.
Then you look over the phone.
Sexual predator.
And there's a sexual predator in the background. Like,
not me, though.
That's you there, look. The sex predator.
Nope. No.
I think you need to start walking faster.
Yeah, we'll do
it. Make yourself unpassable. That's what I would just describe myself as. When you said a tight alleyway, I was wondering what the next bit was. You ever where you just crush someone to death in a tight alleyway?
Not fucking Harry Potter. I think, and also another thing, I think I fell asleep at the barber's today.
Did you?
Whilst getting my hair cut.
You've got one of the crispest beards I've ever seen.
He's doing a beard, and I was like, because I've been up quite early this morning rescuing dogs.
What? Who are you, Paul O'Grady?
I was at a place called...
And this isn't me saying this. Were the people there calling you Paul O'Grady?
Is you saying this?
No, I'm asking if they were saying that because that would be horrible.
Why would they call me Paul O'Grady?
Because you're looking after dogs.
They rescue dogs.
Yeah, but and then you go and help
out. I was just helping them.
That's what O'Grady does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't rescue. He's not got his own centre, has he?
No, he does what you did, which is just turn up and help out for a day.
Sir Alex Ferguson has left them a message.
What's he said?
Please help dogs for rescue.
Doing the accent?
Nope. Ethan, you're more Scottish than us, I guess.
Scottish?
His mind is on the quiz later. Leave him.
No.
You're more Scottish than us. Do a little Alex Ferguson.
Sing you back. I'm trying to get Archie jokes in and Ethan's fit mum joke.
Do a Sir Alex Ferguson impression.
Say yes, look after dogs and that or whatever he said.
He said, I'll tell you in a minute. Carry on.
All right. Protect the dogs and that.
Before he started, did he?
Started well.
Why did you do that? Why did you go like that?
It started well, the voice wise.
Oh, yeah. Well. Sorry, and then I interrupted. Classic Joe. Carry on.
Oh, that was it, really? Yeah.
Say it again. I missed
it. So, protect the dogs and that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Protect the dogs.
So you were doing that this morning?
Yeah, so I was tired because I was up at like 4:30. So when you're getting a relaxing sort of head massage by a Turkish man called Ross, hopefully that's a discount. I was like, close my eyes. Because also, why don't you close your eyes whilst you're getting your... Why don't you close your eyes whilst you're getting a haircut?
Shouldn't even...
Hopefully that's a discount. Why? Do you close your eyes when you're getting your haircut?
I've fallen fully asleep during haircut before.
So it happened to me today.
One time I was in the barbers on Deansgate. And it's one of those trendy barbers where, because they're charging you £32, they offer you a beer.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I went there on my lunch break. I went this a few years ago. And go on then. It was near Christmas, actually.
How many beers do you think you're allowed?
Well, here's the thing.
What?
One beer, and it's a big queue in front of me. Another beer? Like, offering around. I'm 2 Budweisers in at this point. Then there's still one person and then me. Then the owner comes in. Hey, Merry Christmas. Handing out Christmas bonuses to all the staff. Whiskey? Who wants a whiskey? I'm 2 beers in at this point. I'll take a whiskey, big man.
You're joking.
Whiskey. With the whiskey comes another beer.
So what are you talking about? Is that me?
Then he goes, I've had three Budweisers and a whiskey. And then as I'm getting in the chair, another whiskey? Certainly, sir. So I've had three Budweisers and two whiskeys, and I'm in the chair like that. Just gone. Absolutely gone.
I'd have been spark out as well.
Because I'd not, I barely.
Is that still there, that place?
Oh, yeah. It's in the little Barton Arcade on Deansgate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that.
So many drinks. Five drinks. Sensational. And then back to work after that. One of the worst haircuts I ever had.
Where do you get your hair cut, Ethan?
I just get mine cut at Legends Keys because it's a 1 minute walk, but the cost £30.
Oh, for that as and, well.
And, well, I haven't got a cut in a while. That's why it looks like. Looks like this, but I got my eyebrows cut for the first time ever a few weeks ago, and I couldn't believe it. I felt like a new man.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you tried getting the brows done?
They just sort of...
Do they do yours?
Yeah, with the scissors.
Are they still trying to get you to go over there? Have you told them about your new pill plan? When are you starting that, by the way?
Oh, well...
Fuck off!
Yeah, but I'll tell you that later
no,
on.
No, you're telling us now!
You might have to add an advert in the middle of Sloppy Joe's.
Wait, we're putting an advert in our podcast so you can get some hair back for free. What do we get out of this?
Just a fucking friendly... You know, think about my confidence. Anyway, I'll sort the advert out in the read and stuff like that.
We'll be discussing that.
I'll record.
If you do, I'm going to get a rival hair solutions.
No. Just Sons, thank you so much.
No, what the fuck is this? We'll discuss this off air. If your hair comes back...
Sons. The best place to get a hair done. That's not the tagline.
That is the worst tagline of all time.
To get a hair
Can we get
done.
Into presents yet, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, presents! I'm really worried I left my price tag on mine.
Make sure you check out the Sloppy Joe's Patreon, where the top sloppers unite to get all of the best Sloppy Joe's content. What extras do you get? Great question. Extra podcasts, live podcasts, behind the scenes videos. You also get early access to all of our podcasts and the very special Sloppy Joe's feature where Joe McGrath tells you about times that he has pooed himself. There's another way to describe it. He shits himself all the time. If you want to be the ultimate slopper, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Podcast. As you can see there, the link is in the description for all of that extra stuff. The slop mamas, the slop daddies, the slop goblins, yeah? Mr. and Mrs. Slop Shop. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Podcast. For the ultimate sloppy experience. So we've done a secret Santa, but it's not a secret because there's three of us. So we've each bought each other a present.
We went clockwise.
Counterclock.
Ooh.
So I bought Joe McGrath a present. Joe McGrath has bought Ethan a present. Ethan has bought me a present.
Mine's a nice one. How's
maximum,
your one?
I think you're really going to like yours. And I'll talk you through. Do you want me to go first? Yeah. Or do you want to go first?
No.
Amazon, wow.
Right. Let me just
make sure. So here's... I ain't wrapped it, but it's in this bag here.
Yeah, sorry. Mine's still got the price on. One sec. Look away, Ethan.
Look away, Ethan. Everyone's going to see it. What is that? Right, shall I start on yours?
Yeah.
We'll put that one down, then. Let we can get to that in a sec.
Let me just rip this price tag off. Rip this 20 quid price tag off.
Yeah, right. It was a tenner maximum, so I hope you haven't put 20 quid in. No. Right.
Put a bit less. Okay, you're just
going
to pay
6 quid. So, I've got a few things.
What do you mean? Why? How is it £10 maximum? I know Uniqlo. Things are out of tenner.
Yeah, well, it's not just from Uniqlo. So, first of all, the other week we spoke about emergency boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And yours were disgusting, weren't they? The last ones before you wash your pants. So, I thought I got you some new emergency boxes. Bright red. Red Jesus. Means you're sounding the alarm. So, if you see Joe in these... It means that shit has hit the fan.
Yeah, or we're role-playing and I'm Santa.
Yeah, you're like a kinky sort of Mrs. Claus.
Again.
So there's them, first of all.
Rudolph into the
extra large, is that right?
Yeah.
I wear extra large. We'll see, let's see how they fit.
My legs are probably the skinniest part of me, so I don't know, I'll try them on.
Yeah, not now.
What?
Jesus.
What?
Not trying them on now. Look at them.
Jesus.
Pure con. I also got you, genuinely, some things I think you like here.
Yeah.
When you think about Joe McGrath,
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And I think, because you've already spoken today about stuff that you like.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And you like cooking, don't you?
Yeah.
So I thought
I'd get
you some cooking bits. And when I think, what's Joe's favourite thing to sort of put in his mouth or Joe's favourite flavour? You won't stop going on about how much you love the taste of cock. So I got you some cock flavour seasoning.
Jesus.
Which is by Tropical Sun.
Tropical. So
that's
sun.
Lovely. Mixture there. I also got you this. Genuinely, some jerk seasoning.
Jesus, right. Okay.
That's the sort of thing you like, yeah, isn't it? Because we had a chat on the train about a month.
So much seasoning.
We had a chat the other day on the train about this new sort of seasoning you had.
Fucking hell, they sell you short, don't they?
Fucking hell, it's awful. To be fair,
have a go at this.
There's only so much cock you can gather this time of year.
Are they out of season?
Yeah. The better in the summer, the sweatier. How's that cock seasoning? Taste that.
Oh, I regret that.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's nice.
I
though.
Also got you the jerk seasoning. And finally, like I said, the other week we had a chat on a train about how much you love this like steak seasoning you had.
Yeah.
I got you this one as well. This one is called tagine.
Yeah.
It's another seasoning powder. But this, it's like a chili, salt, citric acid. It's designed to go on fruit.
Really?
It's a chili seasoning.
Like melon.
Designed to go on fruit.
What I'll do, I'll put that next to the other bottle of that I've got in my...
Well, I'll keep this one then.
No.
And here's the thing.
Here's
the thing, though. It's designed to go on fruit, so I brought us in some fruit.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a picture of an orange on the actual logo, so I'm going to cut an orange up and we're going to season it with this little chili seasoning. But genuinely thought, you like
this
little seasoning.
Really
is that all right?
You'll
so use them, won't you?
I'm going to get stuck into that.
Yeah.
Cock seasoning might even go on my... Because I like to do Christmas dinner, take two for me and Becky.
Yeah.
We don't buy a chicken, not a turkey. I might cock season it up.
Yeah. And they got
a little... Wait, when it says cock... Yeah. Can you buy cock?
Cock meat?
Yeah.
It's chicken.
No, because chicken's the female, isn't it? Cock is the cockerel.
Yeah. Male beast.
Can you buy the male beast? It's like a cow.
Yeah.
He's a female, the bull.
You're not eating bull meat when you're having a steak, are you?
No.
Don't know, actually. Well, I prepare this. Do you want to show Ethan his gift?
Right. Come and take this from me, Ethan.
Oh, thanks, Drew.
Just so you know, I've spent £6 on it, and I'll
6 quid, is that it?
I'll spend a tenner.
Very kind.
There you go.
It's not kind. That's like not what we're meant to do.
Do you want me
over
there?
No, you go over that way. What a Christmas gooch we're having.
This is lovely, actually. Do you like your presents, Joe?
Yeah, I do really like
tenner,
them.
But
I
you'll
really
actually
like
use them,
won't
you?
I will. Christmas gooch, is the penis Christmas, or is New Year Christmas, and...
No, penis is Christmas, the arsehole is New Year.
Yeah, true.
New Year is a letdown every single year. For me, New Year is the most anxiety-provoking time of all.
Yeah.
Do you know that countdown, that 10-second countdown? I'm filled with old anxiety.
What?
The whole time. I feel terrible. I call it old anxiety.
Right, what have you got, Ethan?
I'm just going to go into the box now.
Rip it a bit so it makes some sound effects. This is a gift for you and Manisha.
Oh, this is quite nice. This is a movie night set.
I was inspired by
Bollywood
shite from last week. So I thought next time you have a movie night, you can spice things up a bit with this movie night kit. What's in it?
Well, what's in it, Drew, that you've so kindly gifted me is some vanilla marshmallows, it says here. Vanilla. It's got some popcorn in there, and we've got some pick and mix and things. So it's like... Ready for a movie, so that's very kind, Drew. Thank you very much.
I'll transfer you £4.
That's a great gift.
That's a really lovely gift.
Really just wholesome gifts
for
people, because, you know, at the end of the day, we love each other.
Genuine gift. I know you like cooking. I know you needed some emergency boxes, so I'll get you some things for that. Ethan, he knows that you're struggling to sort of meet Manisha's needs in the sort of entertainment category.
And the bedroom.
Didn't say that, but Joe did. So we got you that. Now it's your turn to give me a gift. Presumably something really nice and thoughtful and genuine.
Yeah, I'll go get it now, Drew.
Go get it? What is it?
Where is it?
Oh,
I'm excited
for it. Back round.
We'll have this after. This looks lovely, by the way. It's a chili powder, but...
Very small.
Happy Christmas.
For the audio listeners, Ethan's thrown a white plastic bag just on the table. And he's got... What have you got here?
A set of two novelty tattoo sleeves.
Why?
I just thought, like...
Oh, wait.
Just with, like...
And a scratch card.
No, I don't think... I think he just got that in with the...
Yeah,
sleeve. There's no way he... He bought...
What's that?
Well, I just thought it would be really nice... Because you've got, like, long hair and that. I feel like you could... Kind of like transition into kind of like
Jeff
a Russell Brand kind of thing.
Is Russell Brand known for his sleeve tattoo?
Andy Carroll, something like that.
Andy Carroll
this time of year as well, of course.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, God.
It does suit you, actually, Joe, doesn't it? Don't it?
Wow.
It's lovely, actually.
It's quite nice. Oh, God, that's pretty good, that.
I think it's good, that.
What do you mean it's good?
Happy Christmas.
Nothing says Christmas like tattoo sleeves, does it?
Do you like any bands, Joe?
There's no point telling him a gift you could have got him.
Yeah.
Right, Ethan. Because
yeah, I love
this is a conversation we had, and he goes, does Joe like any band? So I said, just get him a funny one, like a shit band. And, and he went, oh no, I can't get him a band.
Well, the card machine stopped working, so I just had to leave it.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's doing something for everyone, this.
Oh.
Wow.
I really like it, mate.
Very nice.
Okay, so take it back. Thank you.
Yeah, well done, everyone. Happy New Year.
Let's taste this then.
So, for anyone that had it,
this is tagine with lime classico seasoning. It's a chili, the chili based seasoning,
but yeah, it's to go on fruit.
Gracias.
Done a bit, Ethan.
Yeah, I'm just really admiring your sleeves, to be honest. They look great.
Fucking hard.
I'll come round.
Ethan, just fucking lob it all in.
That is so nice.
My man had a little bit too much, but no. Just eat it all. No messing. The taste sensations. Oh, it's delicious.
Wow. I'm going to have more of that.
Ethan,
not now.
Go and explain. Wow. Go and explain.
Thank you
what
to
you
the man in the Yarndale.
And then Joe introduced the 9 out of 10 club, so I just go do mine.
So this week's 9 out of 10 will be slightly different while we wait for Ethan to get back to his chair.
Oh, what did you make
it out
then, Ethan?
Yeah,
what did
you think?
Ah, sorry, yeah. I don't really eat orange usually. I usually just suck on it, but it's nice.
Lovely. Well, I've got my new tattoos. That was fantastic. This week's 9 out of 10 will be slightly different. With it being a Christmas special, and it's all about those Christmas leftovers, and it's the 27th of December. You've still got turkey, you've still got Brussels, you've still got everything in the fridge. It's all about picking the best bits to make the best leftover sandwich. So we thought, to help everyone out, we would bring in our favourite part of a Christmas dinner. Each of us has brought in a different item that we think is worthy of the 9 out of 10 club, giving you some ideas for what should be at the top of the list for that leftover sandwich, right? Ethan, you've brought in an item, haven't you?
I've brought in an item, Drew, and I also I was mistaken. I thought it was just my 9 out of 10 club day, and we're doing the Christmas things on top of it, so I've brought in two things.
You've brought in two things. Joe's just heating his thing up now, and I brought a thing in as well. That looks mental. Have you shat in a glass? Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Hi, everyone.
What's happened?
Just that...
That looks random. Do you want to go first then? Or me to go first?
You go first.
I'll go
you
first.
Go.
So I've brought in what I think is probably...
Every year I think... And then you eat it and it's the best part of the Christmas dinner. And it is, for me, the Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, delicious.
Ooh, controversial.
So let's get them all out before we eat. Why controversial?
Because Yorkshire puddings aren't known for going in a lot of Christmas dinners, Drew.
I know, but really, if we're being honest, you want one, so you
it's
have
just
one.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Why wouldn't you have it on there?
Yeah. I've never seen a man hold four Yorkshire puddings like that before.
Well, now I've got my tattoo sleeve, there's pretty much nothing I'm not capable of. So let's dish out the Yorkshires.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to reveal mine?
Yeah, reveal them and then we'll all... No. Yeah, go on then. No.
Ethan, catch this Yorkshire pudding.
Joe's lobbing a Yorkshire pudding. Great. He must be dyspraxic, isn't he?
Good lad.
Don't put it in yet.
It fell in my mouth.
Fucking hell.
He's fucking
that was his excuse when he got caught in the restrooms at the service station, wasn't it, Ethan? Get out of there, fella.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, officer. It fell in my mouth. Anyway, enjoy.
What have you brought in, Ethan?
That didn't happen. Well. I brought in one of my first of a couple of items. Drum roll. Oh God, they're pissing everywhere. There's some pigs and blankets.
Whoa! Exciting! Whoa, one of the more exotic options on the Christmas dinner menu, actually. Very rarely seen throughout the rest of the year. And what have you brought in, Joe? You seem to be doing a lot of
a pint of gravy.
That's how you start the day on Christmas Day.
A pint of gravy, which looks weird, like a Guinness. Gravy just helps everything. Helps the world go around, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah, so I think this... Yeah, it does. The best, so if it's done right.
Let me say that like it was a scientific fact.
If it's done right, the best part of the Christmas dinner can be the gravy.
Can you hold it up again so everyone can see it?
It's just really hot.
Oh, is it? How are we about to eat this? Dip our Yorkshire puddings in it, probably.
I think we get a Yorkshire pudding, stick a pig's in blanket in it, and then dip it in the gravy.
Oh my God.
This is Christmas.
This is Christmas. And what right. have you done?
Right, bring them round here. And then I think we do individually 9 out of 10 for okay. each item.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan. These are homemade, are they?
Yeah, homemade.
Wait, did you buy all the ingredients separate? Or you just bought pigs?
No, I fucking bought. Well, it's still delicious, though.
Hey, yeah, well, move away from him then.
I'm fucking them all.
Like a dog handler who's like, oh, he always shags other dogs. Just stop letting him near other dogs. What? Sorry. I don't fucking.
Right, pass that gravy along.
Oh, wow. These are vegetarian, aren't they? I'm veggie now, you know that.
Yeah.
What was it?
Yeah.
Pig wrapped in pig.
Can I dip it in?
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Dangerously undercooked, these, Ethan.
Says you're a fucking Yorkshire pudding.
I popped it in the microwave
it's
for 20 seconds.
Frozen.
It's your sort of never ending rattle that really gives you a lot of character, you know?
No, yeah.
Mm. Right, oh my God, it's thin gravy, this.
Yeah, I should have put more granules in it.
Right, here we go. Talk us through it, Joe.
I'm just in awe. The flavours are just great. It's good, isn't it? Oh, that bite is really fucking good.
Wow,
what are you doing?
One more.
Wow, right. It's a good bite.
It's a good bite, that.
It's a great bite. For the audio listeners, we got a Yorkshire pudding. We put pigs in blankets in it. You have another one.
Mm.
And we dipped it into a pint of gravy that could be... It could do with more granules down it, but... Oh, here's one for you. Whoever loses Joe versus Ethan has to neck that.
Yeah, I do it. I'm up for that. Are you?
It's you and Ethan.
Ethan?
Drew, what's Drew versus Ethan?
Oh, yeah. Tell the audience.
I said at the start of the show.
Yeah.
That's why I'm stunned. Ethan, you're not listening at the start of the show when I said what's coming up.
He told us before the show and he told us during the show.
I have no idea.
You and Joe are going head to head in a battle on my pub quiz.
Oh.
Whoever loses has to neck that gravy.
Here we go, look at this. Yeah. Cut to the wide. Christmas.
Oh.
Right.
The noise you made then. Right. No. I'm just going to come out with it. All three of them are in. All three of them are in.
Yeah.
You're a disaster of a person if you don't put all three in. That was a phenomenal combo. Each thing bringing its own. The richness, the breadiness, the fattiness of the Yorkshire pudding. That sort of almost tangy sort of meatiness of the pork. And then the rich, salty gravy as well.
Yeah, all of them 9 out of 10 for me as well. Ethan?
Gotta be.
Wow, wow, wow. What a selection we've had here. I've really enjoyed it.
We're here live from Carrow Road, and wow, what a golf fest it's been here. Norwich can't stop scoring this season. Go on, sorry.
Yeah, nice one, Joe. These are great. Great combo of Christmas fun on the tongue. I would say. So all three in for me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yay!
Did you have another 9 out of 10 club, Ethan?
Yeah.
Is it Christmas themed?
Well, yes, actually, in a way it is.
Save it for the Patreon.
Oh, well, subscribe to the Patreon to see my amazing 9 out of 10.
One for me, if that's all right.
Mm.
What? So you're allowed yours?
Yeah, because I'm thinking mine's not Christmas themed, so I'd rather save yours for the Patreon.
All right, okay.
Because part of the Christmas themed Patreon we're going to do is I bought a Christmas sandwich from a store, so then I thought I might as well get a meal deal. So then I thought I'd buy two items that could easily get into the 9 out of 10 club.
Go on, then bring them in.
The Cadbury Sun.
Oh dear.
And the Skips.
Oh!
Do not look down on a Cadbury Sun.
I looked down on it since they went away from the straw to a twisty lid.
No, these are more for adults. The children ones
that's
still...
That's what you tell Becky, innit? No, Becky. These are more for adults.
The twisty ones still exist.
These Cadbury Sun are actually for me, and the ones with the straw are for
babies.
They're
not Chinese.
Have a little. Not Chinese. That's generic child.
That sounded Chinese.
That's generic child. That's nothing to do
Chinese
with anything.
Here's the thing with my love for Cadbury Suns. Can I tell you?
Fuck off.
You're a disgrace.
You're having an absolute...
No, all right then. Let me tell you about my love of Cadbury Suns.
What, it just tastes like orange juice with sweeteners in it?
Shut up. Do not talk about Cadbury Suns like that. They're fucking great.
And when he said that about Cadbury Suns, well, he went down in my estimation.
You're the only person
night.
Who doesn't like a drink, but then can drink it all before Ethan gets a taste.
All right, Ethan, here you go.
Don't throw that again. Is the lid properly on?
Wow.
Stunning throw.
Knocked him out.
Landed his mouth.
Great go. He's great acting. Right, he's great acting.
Fuck that off, Cadbury Sun. Shit, no chance.
Ethan?
How do I open this? Just like a little anchor, isn't it, on top?
Your little what?
A little that.
That's what we talk about you.
Oh, dear, it's clear. Mm. Closer.
Yeah, it's clear. Did you see that?
Yep, your camera's on you.
That's absolutely baffling. I always thought it was orange.
Yeah, me too. I did.
But what is it? What is it, 9 out of 10?
Well, after I saw the colour, I don't think it is.
Right. Well, that makes no sense. Leave that. It's supposed to be a punishment. Essentially, what I used to work in a cafe, and you used to get dead busy. And the reason why I fell in love with Cadbury Suns is because you could have as many as you want because they were the little pouches. Mm. That was the only drink you were really allowed to have. So on a hot day, when you're working your backside off...
How many Cadbury Suns do you have in a
hour? 12 an hour. That was fucking... They started banning them.
So they're not going in.
I tell you, if these don't get into the 9 out of 10 club, I'll fucking...
They are penis flavoured though, aren't they? What? Smell that and tell me it doesn't smell like a dirty penis. Smell it.
I don't smell like dick. What are you talking about? Not my dick anyway.
You've been to Leeds Festival and you come home?
Disco Fanny, maybe. You ever smelled Disco Fanny, Ethan?
Oh, God.
Disco Fanny? What's Disco Fanny?
Ask your mum. Right, come and try these skips.
No, no.
What?
Well, yeah, stop with that.
Yeah, no.
Whoa.
Just my mum. Fuck off, leave me mum alone, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
You've tried skips before, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's not. But Disco Fanny, I didn't say your mum's got Disco
what
Fanny.
What is Disco Fanny?
But your mum might have a friend who's had Disco Fanny.
What's the Disco Fanny? Oh, thanks, Drew.
Has your mum got any wild mates that might have Disco Fanny?
I don't know what Disco Fanny is.
Ask her.
It's
then.
Just if you've been out on a night out and you've not washed it.
Oh.
Oh. And then smell that bag and tell me it doesn't ring true.
Well, this smells fantastic. I love Skips. I think Skips are maybe some of the best crisps ever invented. The bags are seeming more packed now these days, which is great news for all Skips fans. And I just love prawn cocktail flavour. For me, the texture, the taste, it's in.
It's in.
And you're saying it's in.
It's in. Right.
It's not in for me.
Skips!
What? No. 9 out of 10. Let's not get caught up here. It's a 7 out of 10 crisp.
You're off your...
Sorry, it's not in. Good
fucking
try.
Fucking hell, bad humbug to you.
Yeah.
Right, let's do Joe versus Ethan and then love finish this. Off by someone necking that pint. Ba-ba-da-bum. Have you got a pen and paper in front of you?
I do, Drew, yes.
3 Christmas questions. 1 Christmas general knowledge. 1 about Christmas films. 1 about Christmas food.
Sorry, can I just pick you up on something there?
Yeah.
What is Christmas general knowledge?
You ready for this?
Is it not by definition not general?
No. You ready for this?
You ready, Ethan?
Oh yes, I'm ready.
What song is the biggest selling Christmas song in UK history? That's question number one. Question number one. What song is the best selling Christmas song in UK history? Write down. In UK history.
Yeah.
Best selling as well. Selling being key there.
Okay.
Selling. Not streams, selling.
Okay, we get it.
Question number 2 about films. Mm-hmm. Name the 2 villains in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, easy. Do you get an extra point for their collective name as a pair?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to write it anyway.
Ready for question 3?
Yep.
What do the Japanese like to eat on Christmas Day? Iconic.
Is it?
Yeah, iconic.
Not. Is it a Japanese food?
No, you'd be like, wow.
Okay.
It's still got that kind of connotations to it. I don't know what I just said then. Right, that's it. Three questions.
I got it. Have you got one for that, Ethan?
Yeah, I've got my answer.
Do you know it?
Don't say yes, definitely.
Maybe.
Right, write them down. Have you written them all down? Someone's got to neck that pint of gravy.
The Japanese?
Yeah.
As in the...
From before.
The country. That was cut out.
Come on, go on.
I'm ready.
No, Ethan's ready. Right. You want the, I know what Joe wants to do. He wants to neck that.
Okay.
Right, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, question number one.
Are we done?
Yeah, we'll just do three.
Okay.
What song is the biggest selling song of... What is the biggest selling Christmas song in UK history?
I've gone Slade, Merry Christmas, everybody.
I've gone with the same thing.
Wrong. It's Band-Aid.
Oh, of course. Do the next Christmas.
Question number two.
That song is so derogatory.
Name the two villains in Home Alone.
Ethan?
Well, I think I can only get one. I put Marv, and I didn't know the other one. I just put Ernie.
Oh, he's not far off.
I'll give you half a point.
Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv is correct.
And they're known cumulatively as the Wet Bandits.
This is, Ethan can pull this back here.
So it's 1.5 to 1.
Yeah.
To two, sorry.
Your answer here first. Okay. What do the Japanese like to eat on Christmas Day, iconically?
I've put pizza. I don't know.
What have you got, Ethan?
So if Ethan gets this right and I get it wrong, Ethan's won.
I'll put KFC.
Ethan's spot on.
No, it's not.
KFC. Ethan! Got it right! Yeah! 2 points to Ethan.
Wow.
Wait, no. Are you all right? Right, audio listeners, Joe's got a pint. Really think about this.
There's so much salt in this. Ah, fuck it, come
right, in. Right, no, just be careful for your arteries. We're going to wave out goodbye and you can finish it. This has been the Sloppy Joe's Gooch episode. Joe's necking a pint of gravy. Ethan, say goodbye.
It's too hot.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll see you in the new year.
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Happy New Year. No, leave it.
He's calling.
You don't, no. Wave, Joe. No, Joe, stop. Joe, stop.
Happy New Year.
Oh, God.
Wave, Ethan.
Hi, everyone. Jesus, I thought you were gone there.
I'm not going to my word. Why are they eating KFC anyway?